当我们在读保罗书信的时候，常常会想起这首诗歌来。
So when we read the letters of Paul, I often think of this song.
他怎么样爱神的国度？
How Paul loves the kingdom of the Lord.
就是神的教会。
That is the church.
是神所救赎。
The place that the Lord has redeemed.
是神他手中的杰作。
And the masterpiece of God's hand.
他为他怎么样常常求呼？
And how he would always yell.
为他常常哀哭。
And how he would be in sorrow.
为他怎么样担心劳碌。
And how he would care and toil.
直到日子满足。
Until the days to come.
早上我们一起来交通到保罗他为帖撒罗尼迦教会的祷告。
So this morning we're going to talk about the books and the prayers that Paul gave for the church of Thessalonica.
帖撒罗尼迦教会是保罗在第二次旅行布道的时候所建立的教会。
And Thessalonica is the church that Paul visited on his second go around trip.
在使徒行传第十七章。
In the Acts chapter 17,
我们看见保罗他一连三个安息日，他到犹太人的会堂，在那里传讲福音。
We see that for three consecutive Sundays, Paul visited the church of the Jews.
他讲解耶稣必须要受害。
To explain to them that how Jesus will be persecuted.
他从死里面复活。
And how he will resurrect.
他又告诉他们。
And he also told them,
我们所传给你们的这位耶稣，他就是基督。
And that Jesus that I'm preaching to you, he is the Christ.
也许我们会很稀奇。
So maybe we would be amazed.
在圣经里面记载三个安息日。
That in the Bible, it talked about three consecutive Sundays.
然后他们遇到很大的征战。
And how there was a big battle.
当保罗写帖撒罗尼迦前书后书
，So when Paul wrote the letters of the first and second Thessalonians，
我们会稀奇说，这个教会这班弟兄姊妹，他们怎么被建立起来的
？And we would think about how the church of Thessalonica started，
他们的信心那样的增长
，How did their faith grow？
他们的爱心那样的充足
，How did their love enlarge？
他们显出那么宝贵的见证来
，And how they are so precious in their testimony。
保罗在那边告诉我们说，福音传到他们那里。
And then Paul said that now that the gospel is preached，
他说不独在乎言语。
He said only not only by words，
也在乎全能和圣灵。
But also by the Almighty Spirit，
并充足的信心。
And the heart filled with faith，
我们说这是圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of the Spirit，
在那里兴起他的儿女来。
It is the work of the Spirit that raised up His children，
在那里兴起他的见证来。
To raise up the testimony，
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前后书好几次为这班弟兄姊妹来祷告。
So in the book of the first and the second Thessalonians， Paul had many prayers for these brothers and sisters。
我们一起来读帖前第一章第二节第三节。
So let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 2 and 3。
我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候常祈祷里面，在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。保罗先开始就感谢，为着这班弟兄姊妹向神来感谢。
So Paul started by giving thanks to God for the brothers and sisters.
然后讲说他在祷告的时候常常怎么样提到他们。
And then Paul mentioned that I am making mention of you in my prayers.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见教会的情形，看见弟兄姐妹的情形，我们有没有一个感谢的心？
So brothers and sisters, when you look around at the other brothers and sisters, do you give thanks for them?
还是我们永远是看见这里还有什么问题，那里还有什么不完全的地方？
Or are you just looking at the shortcomings of the other brothers and sisters?
保罗为什么他想到这班弟兄姊妹，他会为他们这样子常常来感谢呢？
So how come Paul, whenever he thought about the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica, how he always only give thanks?
当然帖撒罗尼迦教会有很宝贵的见证。
I think it's because the church of Thessalonica has a lot of good testimony.
但是帖撒罗尼迦教会也还没有达到一个完满的地步。
But yet, I don't think the church of Thessalonica is already perfect.
保罗在那里讲到说，他祷告的时候提到他们。
But then Paul said that I am making mention of you in my prayers.
他常常为他们祷告，为他们哀哭。
That he would always pray for them.
弟兄姊妹，真正的你为着教会祷告。
So brothers and sisters, when you are truly praying for your church,
真实地为着弟兄姊妹祷告,
when you truly pray for your brother and sister,
当你看见他们的改变,
when you see that they start changing,
看见他们的成长,
when you see that they start growing,
哎呀，我们里面会向着神满了感谢。
Then I think at that moment, inside of you, you will be giving thanks as well.
如果你没有祷告,
but now if you never prayed,
你也不会有感谢。
Then you will never give thanks.
可能很多的抱怨。
Then maybe you start complaining.
很多的要求。
Maybe you start asking for more.
但是保罗他是真切的为着帖撒罗尼迦教会，为着弟兄姊妹在祷告。
But then Paul, he truthfully prayed for the church of Thessalonica.
所以他为他们众人是常常的感谢神。
So that's why Paul can always give thanks for the brothers and sisters.
他在神的面前来提到他们。
Because before the Lord, he would make mention of them.
纪念他们因信心所做的功夫。
To constantly bearing in mind the work of faith.
这讲到他们信心的行为。
You talk about the work of their faith.
不止他们相信耶稣基督，他们蒙恩得救了。
Not only that they believe, they're now saved.
在雅各书告诉我们说，信心与行为是并行的。
In the book of James, it tells us that faith and work are parallel.
信心没有行为是死的。
That without work, faith is not true.
所以我们看见这班弟兄姊妹们，他们不单是相信了。
So that's why we see these brothers and sisters, not only they now believe.
他们也活出一个见证来。
They now also live out the faith.
有信心的行为。
To bear in mind the work of faith.
保罗这边讲到说，因着爱心所受的劳苦。
And then now Paul talked about the labor of their love.
劳苦是爱心的行动。
To labor means that you have to do work.
当保罗在讲到爱的时候，
When Paul talked about love,
他自己把他的见证好像摆在众人的面前。
He now talked about his own testimonies in front of the people.
他们这般服侍的，怎么在他们中间存着温柔的心？
And how the people that are serving in the midst of them, how they're filled with meekness.
他照顾他们，好像母亲在那里乳养自己的孩子。
How he takes care of the brother and sister, just like a mother taking care of her own child.
那样的细心。
How she is so detail oriented.
那样的不辞劳苦。
How she doesn't care how much labor she has to go through.
直到这个孩子能够长大。
Until this child grows.
他那边告诉他们。
Then here Paul said,
他不单把福音传给他们，
Not only I have given you the gospel,
他说甚至连性命给他们他都愿意，
But he is also willing to give his own life for his people.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗他爱的一个见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the actual work of labor of Paul's love.
因着爱他那样的甘心受许多的劳苦。
Through his love, how he is willing to labor for his brother and sister.
他告诉他们说，我们的盼望和喜乐和所夸的冠冕到底是什么呢？
And then he talked about, so what are we really boasting about?
真正在爱中的劳苦，但它里面是充满了喜乐的。
Even though I'm laboring in love, but yet I'm laboring in joy.
像母亲乳养自己的孩子，
Just like a mother taking care of her own child.
有多少的辛劳，
How much time and effort she has to spend.
但是里面却是充满了喜乐。
But yet when she does it, she does it in joy.
保罗告诉他们说，我们的喜乐和盼望到底是什么呢？
So Paul asked them, so what am I hoping for?
他说，岂不是当主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前能够站立得住？
It is that when the day when the Lord comes, how we stand firm in the Lord.
因为你们就是我们的荣耀，是我们的喜乐。
Because you are our glory and you are our hope.
保罗有一个何等宝贵的认识。
And how Paul has this deep understanding.
他和神的儿女的生命是连接在一起的。
That his life and all the life of the brothers and sisters, they're connected as one.
是不能分开的。
Is one life, cannot be divided.
他们要走同一条道路。
That they would walk the same path.
他们有同一个结果。
They have the same destination.
是要一同来得荣耀的。
That as one, they will be glorified.
所以在今天我们看见保罗或者这一班服侍的，他们怎么样有许许多多爱中的劳苦。
So here we see that Paul and his brother and sisters, how they all labor in love.
同样帖撒罗尼迦教会所选出来的，在爱中他们甘心乐意的劳苦。
And how the whole church of Thessalonica, how everyone is willing to labor for each other with love.
劳苦是爱的行动。
Because when they labor, that's when they love.
他们不是只是爱在心里口难开。
Not only that they're only loving inside of their heart.
他们有具体的行动。
But they will actually labor for it.
这个爱彰显出来。
So that they can manifest the love.
他讲到说，因着他们因着盼望所存的忍耐。
And then he talked about that they have steadfastness of hope.
在雅各书五章七节。
In James chapter 5:7,
说到弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
He says that brothers and sisters, you have to stand firm until the day the Lord's come.
他说，看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
He says that the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil.
直到得了秋雨春雨。
Being patient about it until it gets the early and late rain.
农夫撒种的时候
，When the farmer put the the seeds in the soil,
他是带着盼望把种子撒下去。
He put the seeds into the soil with hope.
他在那里忍耐等候
，And there he'll be patient.
他需要做好多的工作
，And he has to put a lot of labor to work.
但他有一个何等确定的盼望
，But yet he has this one hope.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们盼望。主耶稣基督他的再来是非常确定的。
Brothers and sisters, our hope that the Lord will come back in one day is something that we are sure of.
我记得有一次听到有人说，这个洛杉矶遇到不知道是7.8级以上的地震哈，在30年之内，那个比率高达97%啊。
I heard that one time that in a 30 years period in Los Angeles, we have about a 97% chance of having an earthquake that has a magnitude of 7.8 or higher.
那比北岭的地震要超过10倍以上。
That is going to be a more severe earthquake in Berlin.
我记得我岳母那时候听到的时候，她赶快准备好多好多急救的东西。
I remember that when my mother-in-law heard about it, she quickly put together a first aid kit.
我们说这样的一个大的地震来到，到底怎么办呢
？And then we think about if this earthquake hits, what are we to do?
那是97%，好像非常非常的高的比率啊。
It has a 97% chance of hitting Los Angeles within 30 years.
但是弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督的再来
，But brothers and sisters, the coming of Jesus,
那是100%的
，is 100% for sure.
主耶稣是必定要来的
，And Jesus will come back again.
你主告诉我们，他还要再来
，And because Jesus told us that he will come back once more.
而且他来的时间是何等的近了
，And then his time is close.
圣经告诉我们。带着一个盼望，我们等候主的再来。
But then the Bible says that we have to hold a steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们有这个盼望，我们会忍耐的来等候。
Because when we have this hope, then we can be patient.
主来是一个何等荣耀的日子。
Because the day when our Lord comes again is going to be a glorious day.
当那个荣耀在我们里面吸引我们。
And it is this glory that draws us close.
然后我们就会讲说，我们今天所遭遇的所受的
and then we'll say that whatever I'm encountering today
是自战自清的苦楚
is only temporal.
因为相比的是什么
because what are we comparing it to?
是那极重无比永远的荣耀
we're comparing it to the eternity of glory.
今天若是没有那个荣耀的盼望
so today without this glorious hope,
今天的环境今天我们的重担各样的难处常常叫神的儿女好像抬不起头来
whatever your difficult circumstances is or whatever burden you're carrying it will just crush you
弟兄姊妹我们读到主的再来有好多事情发生
so brothers and sisters we know that when the Lord comes back there's a lot of things to happen
有宝座前的审判
there is the judgment before the throne
先是基督台前的审判
there is the judgment before the throne
然后有白色大宝座的审判
and then we come to the white throne and we get judged again
当我们读到在末后的时代那个整个审判那个灾难常常让人觉得里面害怕
and then when we read at the end of days when the things to come we sometimes get fear in fear
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters
我们要知道主来的时候
We know that when the Lord comes,
是我们得赎的日子
it is the day that we are redeemed.
是神的儿女应当要昂首挺胸的时候
it is the day that as Christians we have to hold our head up high.
那是一个何等荣耀的大日
because that is for us a glorious day.
因为我们有一个荣耀的盼望
so today we have this glorious hope.
忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产
to be patient and to wait until the produce to come.
保罗为着帖撒罗尼迦教会感谢的祷告。
So Paul has the prayer of thanksgiving for the church of Thessalonica.
他也为着教会能够全然成圣来祷告。
And he also has another prayer for the sanctification of the church.
我们一起来读帖前第五章。
Let's read First Thessalonians chapter 5.
23节到第25节
23-25
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然神圣又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责那招你们的本是信实的他必成就这事请弟兄们为我们祷告啊、他在这边讲说愿赐平安的神亲自要使你们全然成圣
and then here it says now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely
不单我们得救了
not only we are saved
他讲到要全然的成圣
Paul talked about that we have to be sanctified entirely
因为我们的神是圣洁的
because our God himself is sanctified
他得着一个国度是一个圣洁的国度
and the kingdom that he will receive is a kingdom of sanctification
能够有他的生命和他的性情
a place that's worthy of his life and likeness
他在这边告诉我们
here Paul says
愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守
says that may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete
到在我主耶稣基督降临的时候是完全无可指责
without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ
弟兄姊妹我们看看今天我们自己的情形
brothers and sisters let's look at ourselves
我们有太多的漏洞破口
that we have too many holes in our vessel
好像有太多被指责的
just like there's a lot of things that we can be persecuted for
但是当主再来的时候
but when the Lord comes
保罗带着一个何等的盼望确据在那里为他的教会祷告
Paul brought to us this hope and assurance for his church.
他讲到的救恩是一个全备的救恩。
He talked about this sanctification that is entire.
他说灵与魂与身子。
He talked about your spirit, your soul, and your body.
我们的灵得救。
That when our spirit is saved.
是在我们重生的时候。
Is when we are reborn.
当我们重生。接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主
On the moment that receives Jesus Christ as our Savior
我们的灵活过来了
Then our spirit is now reborn
过去人和神中间在没有犯罪的时候是可以很亲密的能够沟通的
Now before the first man sinned there is a close relationship between God and man
神灵怎么样告诉亚当夏娃你们吃那分别三个树吃的日子你们必定死
And what did God say to Adam and Eve? He said that when you eat the fruits of the trees of the knowledge of wisdom, then to that day you will die.
我们看见亚当夏娃他们吃的那一天死了没有呢？
And we see that after Adam and Eve ate the fruits, did they die?
哦，他们好像还活了好长一段时间。
Seems like they did not, and they lived a long time after that.
是怎么死了呢？
So what died?
是他们和神的交通断绝了。
It is this relationship between God and man is now separated.
他们的灵死了
that the spirit died,
失去了那个功能
that the spirit no longer can function.
虽然我们看见直到今天你看见全世界只要是人的地方人会在那里想要来寻找神
so even though we see that doesn't matter where you go on this planet wherever there are people that are seeking God
再聪明的动物它不会寻找神
even the smartest animal they would never seek God
但是再没有学问文化的人他会想要寻找神
but for a man even though however uneducated he is, he might still want to seek God.
但是多少人他们寻找却没有办法找到。
But however, how many men they want to seek God, but they cannot find him.
我们感谢主。
But thanks to the Lord.
那一天当我相信接受他成为我救主的时候
that on that particular day when you choose to believe in Jesus Christ,
我们的灵活过来
that our spirit is now reborn.
我们因着信得着了永远的生命
that through faith we now have eternal life.
灵的得救讲到我们得着永远的生命
that our spirit being saved talking about the eternal life that we have received.
灵的得救是一次一直到永远的
when our spirit is saved is once and for all.
感谢赞美主
So thanks and praise the Lord.
罪得着赦免,
that our sins are now forgiven.
我们得着永远的生命,
that we have now received eternal life.
我们有永远的盼望,
and now we have this eternal hope.
他也讲到我们这个身体,
and then he talked about our body.
到有一天身体是要得赎的,
that one day our body will also be redeemed.
在主耶稣再来的时候,
that when the Lord comes again,
帖前第四章,
in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4,
他告诉我们说, 我们这活着还存留的人,
he says that the people that are still living,
要和他们一同被提到天上,
that this one day we will be raptured and go up to the sky,
在云里, 在空中,
that in the clouds we will meet the Lord in the air.
我们就永远与主同在,
and so we shall always be with the Lord.
当主再来的时候, 有一个何等奇妙的事情发生,
when the day that the Lord comes again, this amazing thing will happen.
死人要复活,
that the dead will come back to life.
那时候还活着信他的,
and the one who are alive will be raptured.
身体要改变,
and our body will transform.
有一个人在他的车子后面贴一个牌子,
the person, he has this bumper sticker on his car.
如果这个车子在路上忽然驾驶不见了,
and then he says that, oh, if all of a sudden the driver disappeared in the car,
他说你知道他被提了,
then you know that I have been raptured.
哇, 他好像很有这个把握,
that man seems to be so sure.
到那一天我们都要改变,
that on that one day our body will transform.
我们都会认识地上的不过是暂时的,
then we will understand truly that everything we see is only temporal.
地上的不过是必朽坏的,
all the things on this earth are perishable.
在那个被提的情形里面,
it is when we are raptured.
弟兄姊妹, 那个荣耀, 超过我们今天所能够想象的,
brothers and sisters, that day the glory is beyond belief.
圣经告诉我们得着儿子的名分,
the Bible told us that we have now received sonship.
就是我们身体的得赎,
it is now because of a body of redemption.
今天我们看看我们的身体, 常常觉得, 没有太多的盼望,
today if you only look at your own body, you might not have much hope.
我记得我过好像是, 还没有到30岁, 29岁生日,
I believe that I remember that when I was having my 29th birthday,
那时候有好几个弟兄姊妹在我们家,
at that time some brothers and sisters came to my house.
那有一个弟兄就很诚实地告诉我,
and then a brother, being very earnest, he said,
他说, now you are over the hill.
And he said, now you're over the hill.
从今开始的你都是走下坡路了,
from now on, you're only going downhill.
那我也只好接受,
and then I accepted that fact.
下坡路已经走了, 这个好几十年了,
and now I've been on this downhill road for many years.
那还会不会再上坡呢?
Now, am I going to go back up again?
没有这个盼望了,
I don't think that hope exists.
一路是下坡,
that I am just going downward.
弟兄姊妹, 在地上, 我们肉体是一天毁坏一天,
brothers and sisters, every day our body perish some more.
但是我们里面的人却一天新似一天,
but I tell you that the inner man grows by day.
而我们有一个荣耀的盼望,
because we have this glorious hope.
这些必朽坏的, 它都要过去,
that all the things that are perishable will pass.
但是主要赐给我们一个复活的身体,
but the Lord wants to give us the body of resurrection.
啊, 在那个荣耀的里面,
on that glory day,
你说到底是怎么样?
What will happen?
我相信我们说, 我们也不知道,
and I can tell you that I don't know.
但是圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible says,
我们有一个复活的身体,
that we will have a resurrected body,
是我们身体的得赎,
so that our body could be preserved complete.
圣经也告诉我们有一个得救叫做魂的得救,
but then here it also talked about how a soul has to be preserved.
特别让我们知道说你今天失上魂到那一天你就得着魂,
it also tells us that today we lose our soul, but one day we'll get it back.
魂讲到我们的心思, 讲到我们的意志, 讲到我们的情感,
the soul talks about our emotions, our feelings, and our feelings.
你想说什么到底是真正的我呢?
So who is the real me?
可能这个魂就是一个很重要的代表。
And I tell you that the soul is a very important part of you.
我们说灵的得救是在我相信主的那一天, 我灵就得救了。
We know that when our spirit is saved, it is on the day when we choose to believe.
而且那个是一直到永远的。
And then we know that our spirit is saved once and for all.
直到永远的生命。
Until eternity.
我们身体的得赎是耶稣基督再来的时候,
and when our body is transformed, that's when Christ comes again.
死人要复活,
so that we can be resurrected.
活着的人要被改变。
And the people that are still alive at that point, they will raise up.
一同被提在空中在云里与主相会。
They will be raptured into the clouds to meet the Lord in the sky.
都穿着一个荣耀的身躯。
And now we have this new glorious body.
那是主再来的时候。
And that we know will happen when the Lord comes again.
但是圣经告诉我们今天是讲到我们魂要得救的时候。
But then the Bible tells us that today it is the day that our souls start changing.
今天是我们的机会。
Today is our opportunity.
他说背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
So that we could carry our own cross and follow Christ.
一面我们愿意放下我们自己。
On one side, we're willing to deny ourselves.
什么时候你愿意舍掉你的自己？
Whenever you're willing to deny yourself.
我们才能够得着耶稣基督，他是我们宝贵的生命。
And only after that point that you could receive Christ as your new life.
今天你不愿意放下自己。
But today, if you're not willing to deny yourself,
你没有办法得着耶稣基督成为你的生命。
Then you will not be able to receive Christ as your life.
今天是我们的机会。
So today is our chance.
然后跟随主，一个完全的顺服。
To follow Christ with complete obedience.
我们不单灵得救。
So not only our spirit is saved,
我们不但我们身体一定得赎，
not only our body will be saved,
我们的魂也要得救，
but our soul is being saved daily.
在彼得前书第一章第九节，
in 1 Peter 1:9,
他说并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
It says that obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
Salvation of your soul, 它是讲到魂的救恩。
The salvation of our souls focuses on only your soul.
所以我们中文那个灵字是加上去的。
So we know that spirit and soul are separate.
信心的果效得着魂的救恩。
He says that here, the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
这个魂的得救。
And there's the salvation of your soul.
它最后什么时候我们可以看见它的结果呢？
So when can we see this outcome?
它的结果是我们能够在耶稣基督的国度里面能够和他一同有份。
We will see this outcome when we're in this kingdom of Christ.
到那一天有千年的国度。
Until the one day there will be the kingdom of the thousand years.
那一天有千年羔羊的婚宴。
And that day we will have the feast of the thousand years.
我们能不能够在其中一同的有份？
Can we be a partaker of this feast?
那个关键在于我们今天魂的得救。
And the crucial point depends on if your soul is being saved today.
保罗为着帖撒罗尼迦教会祷告。
So Paul prayed for the Thessalonians.
让他们全然成圣。
To pray for their complete sanctification.
让他们完全无可指责。
So that they could be without blame.
还要他们得着的是一个完备的救恩。
So that they will receive the entire salvation.
弟兄姊妹，神不是叫我们仅仅的得救。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord doesn't want us to be barely saved.
他说我已经罪得赦免，我得着永远的生命。
He doesn't want you just to be saved so that your sins are forgiven.
救赎是一个手续。
But I tell you that to be saved is a process.
不是就满足了。
Not to be satisfied at once.
所以给我们一个盼望，到那一天我们的身体要得赎。
Because the Lord gave us this hope that our body will be redeemed.
那是一个全备的救恩，我们今天要经历到我们魂的得赎。
But the sanctification can be experienced by our daily changing of our soul.
这个跟灵的得救在一时相信接受就达到永远是不一样的。
So the saving of the soul is very different from the saving of the spirit once and for all.
这是我们一生主在这里制作我们，改变我们。
Because we can only do so by changing our soul daily with the Lord.
他也要我们里面真的认识他为我们所付的代价。
And he wants us to recognize and understand the price that he has paid.
叫我们认识我们有一个何等荣耀的盼望。
So that we will understand this glorious hope that we now have.
弟兄姊妹，我们就知道今天你愿意舍掉你的自己。
So brothers and sisters, today are you willing to deny yourself?
是神给我们一个极大的福分，是一个何等宝贵的机会。
It is indeed a blessing that we have so many opportunities to deny ourselves.
很多的痛苦。
Maybe sometimes a lot of pain.
因为你不愿意舍己。
Because you're not willing to deny yourself.
很多在你里面的伤害。
a lot of scars.
因为你不愿意舍己。
Because you're not willing to deny yourself.
很多时候我们跟随主的道路起起伏伏的。
A lot of times we have ups and downs when we follow the Lord.
因为我们没有真实的愿意把自己舍下来。
Because we're not willing to deny ourselves.
因为只有不为自己来活。
Because there's only one way when you do not live for yourself.
基督才能在我们里面来活。
Then Christ can take charge.
他是那位荣耀的主。
Because he is this glorious God.
他是那位得胜的君王。
He is this overcoming king.
我们感谢主把这条路摆在我们的面前。
So thanks to the Lord that he has now given us this new path.
保罗为他的教会全然成圣。
So Paul prayed for his church for complete sanctification.
我们再来看保罗为了教会得着荣耀来祷告。
And next, let's look at the prayer for glorification of the church.
请我们一起来读帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's read 2 Thessalonians
第一章第十一节和第十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
因此我们常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善，所以借信心所做的功夫，叫我们以耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀，你们也在他身上得荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。保罗在这里说，我常为你们祷告。
So here Paul says, to this end also we pray for you always.
愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召。
That our God will count you worthy of your calling.
要配得过。
To count you worthy.
讲到说，他们蒙召以后，他们的生活和他们的生命，必须和蒙召的生能够相称。
So that after their call to believe in the Lord, how they live their life, how they carry themselves, are they worthy to be counted?
特别讲到他们的行事，他们的为人。
Particularly talked about who they are and what they do.
与他们所蒙的召能够相称。
Are they worthy of their calling?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, today we are saved.
我们说我们在地上，我们是神的儿女。
And you say that when you walk on this world, you are the children of God.
主告诉我们，你们是盐，你们是光。
And the Lord says that you are the salt and the light of this world.
光要照在人的面前。
Light will be shined before people.
叫别人怎么样？看见你们的好行为。
So that other people can look at your good behavior.
今天我们得救，你可以说在我里面有一个何等奇妙的大改变。
And then you could proclaim that now that I'm saved, I have this great transformation in me.
有太大的事情在我里面发生了。
There's this great thing that is happening inside of me.
但是主说，这个改变要从我们这般人的身上要能够彰显出来。
But then the Lord says that it is through us that we can manifest this transformation to the others.
我们是盐。
That when we are the salt,
盐能够防腐，
salt can preserve,
杀菌，
it could kill bacteria,
能够调味，
and it could give taste.
我们是光，
that when we are light,
光除去所有的黑暗，
and light shines and casts away the darkness.
今天福音的光要从我们这些人身上能够照耀出去。
So today the light of the gospel has to be shined through you.
弟兄姊妹，当保罗为着他们祷告。
Brothers and sisters, when Paul prayed for the church at Thessalonica,
神的儿女，我们是蒙召的。
That as children of God, we are called.
当神呼召我们。
That God called us.
召我们从世界中出来。
He called us to walk away from the world.
我们不再做外人，不再做客旅。
So that we are no longer a foreigners, we are no longer the sojourners.
呼召我们进到他的家里面。
He called us into his home.
我们是神家里的人。
So that now we are his family member.
我们的神也呼召我们。
And God also called us.
他把一个荣耀的旨意开启在我们里面。
He gave us this glorious will and he put it in us.
呼召我们向着标杆能够来直跑。
And he called us to run toward this target.
我们可以说在地上我是客旅，我是寄居的。
So that now we can proclaim that we're only travelers, we're only sojourners of this world.
因为我们有一个标杆。
Because we have this one destination.
我没有这个标杆。
Without this destination.
今天在地上，这就是我们的一切。
Then today, what we have now in this world is all we got.
但是客旅和寄居，你在地上你不会宝贵这些暂时的东西。
But for a far travelers, for sojourners, you don't care what you have now.
我们像一个朝圣者。
Because we are going toward Zion.
是有一个标杆，是神要我们能够一同来达到的。
We're going against, going to these destinations, a place that the Lord wants us to be.
我们配得过所蒙的召。
So that we can be counted as worthy to our calling.
讲到说，在他们的一切所羡慕的良善，神的大能能够来成就。
And then he talked about to fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith.
和一切因信心所做的功夫。
And the work of faith with power.
他说，叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得着荣耀。
And then he said, so that the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified in you.
你们也在他身上得着荣耀。
And you in him.
一面说到叫我们主耶稣基督的名，你就是讲到主的自己在我们的身上能够得着荣耀。
On one hand, he talked about how he wants the Lord Jesus Christ to be manifest in you.
保罗在以弗所书一章第十八节告诉我们，
In Ephesians chapter 1:18, Paul says,
他说他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And then he says that the inheritance that we have received is filled with glory.
说我们的神他就是荣耀，荣耀就是他的自己。
He says that God is glory himself.
他的荣耀还不 需不需要怎么样来得着称赞呢？
So his glory is not from just praising.
他就是荣耀。
That God is glory.
但是圣经里面让我们看见神有一个心意。
But then in the Bible, we know that God has this will.
叫他的荣耀是借着他的圣徒来得着称赞。
So that his glory can be manifest through the praise of his saints.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So that the inheritance from the saints is glorified.
这个荣耀怎么让神来得着呢？
And how can God receive this glory?
今天若是我们说靠着我们自己，我们也想要来讨神的欢喜。
So today, if we want to use our own strength by our own work to make God happy,
犹太人得着了律法，他们也很想，他们也真心的想来守律法，来讨神的欢喜。
That the Jews, they make for themselves the laws, they want to follow the laws and make God happy.
但是我们知道，没有一个人能够做到，能够行律法，能够来满足父神的心。
But we know that as men, no one can follow these laws completely. They all fall short.
但是今天所有信心的功夫，所有所羡慕的良善，怎么在我们中间能够显出神的荣耀来呢？
So today, how do we fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith?
我们感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
主那宝贵的生命已经赐给我们。
That God has now given us His precious life.
超凡美丽的生命。
This life that is above all things.
啊，主常常吸引我们来到他的面前。
So that with His life, He now draws us close to Him.
我们说主啊，你是那样的美丽。
And we said that Lord, you are the fairest of the fairest.
你是千万人中之第一人。
That you are the first among the 10,000.
耶稣基督的美丽夺我们的心来归给他。
That now Jesus Christ attracts us to come to Him.
他的生命超凡，远超过我们天然生命所有的。
That what his life can offer far exceeds what man's life can offer.
啊，主把一条十字架的路摆在我们面前。
And he now gives us this new path, the path of the cross.
叫我们从基督来经过。
So that we could experience through Christ.
我们愿意舍己。
That we learn to deny ourselves.
为了得着更丰盛的生命。
So that we could receive a more enriching life.
照天然人来讲。
Just for a natural man,
我们都是软弱的。
That we are all weak.
我们都是愚拙的。
That we are all fools.
我们都是没有什么让神能够得荣耀的。
That we have nothing to glorify God.
但是是神他自己在我们里面，在他的大能里面要来成就这件事情。
But it is God Himself through His own glory to complete this task.
我们看见保罗怎么样为教会祷告。
So we see how Paul prayed for his church.
兄姊妹，我们也需要彼此来代祷。
And brothers and sisters, that's how we should intercede.
今天我们不是过一般仅仅得救的。
So now today we're not just barely saved.
今天我们要认识神的心意。
But today we want to know the will of God.
与我们所蒙的召，在我们的生活，在我们生命，在我们的行事为人，能够与我们所蒙的召能够相称。
So that in our life, in all we do, we can be counted as worthy of our calling.
主能够在我们当中来得着荣耀。
So that God can be glorified through us.
在罗马书第八章十七节
，In Romans 8:17，
他说：“既是儿女，便是后嗣。”
He said that as children, we are also the descendants.
就是神的后嗣。
We are the descendants of God.
我们和基督是同作后嗣。
That as with Christ, we are the descendants.
我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
That when we suffer with him, we will receive glory with him as well.
我们知道我们的主他进入荣耀，他先受苦难，然后呢，他已经得着了荣耀。
And then we know that Jesus, he suffered, and he is in the glory, and he is still in glory.
就他把得荣耀之耶稣的灵赐下来。
So that now he gave us the Spirit with his glory.
我们的主他已经得着了荣耀。
Because our Lord is now already glorified.
但是今天他还要得着他的教会能够和他的荣耀一同有份。
And today he wants our church to be a partaker of his glory.
这个荣耀是整个教会在他里面我们是能够一同来承受的。
And the glory of this church, we can now be partakers of this glory as well.
叫他因着我们得着荣耀。
So that him now through us can also be glorified.
我们在基督里面一同得着荣耀。
And we can also be glorified through him.
因为我们和我们的主是原为一的。
Because we can now be counted as one with the Lord.
在那个一的里面。
That in this oneness,
他是元首。
That he is the head,
教会是他的身体。
And the church is his body.
弟兄姊妹，有这个荣耀的盼望。
So brothers and sisters, this is the hope that we share.
所以保罗他会迫切的祷告。
And that's why Paul prayed earnestly for his church.
我们求主开我们的眼睛。
So we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我们看见保罗怎么样为帖撒罗尼迦教会在那里祷告。
And we see here how Paul prayed for his church.
他常常哀哭。
And how he will always cry,
常常的求呼
and prayed earnestly.
他怎么样愿意那样的劳碌
and how he is willing to labor,
因为他认识神的心意
because he knows God's will.
今天主在工作
today God is working.
主不是要他单独的来做成这件事
but he doesn't want to work alone.
他需要做他儿女借着祷告来与他同工。
He wants his children through their prayers to work together with him.
借着祷告，弟兄姊妹，还不是我们祷告，然后做成了多大的工作。
And brothers and sisters, not only through the power of our prayers.
而我们正来到主面前。
But we really should come before the Lord.
主得着我们成为蒙恩的人。
So that God can receive us to be blessed.
我们能够和他荣耀的工作能够一同有份。
So that we can now be a partaker of his work.
今天我们认识到都是神大能的作为。
And today we should all learn that all things are done in his great work.
那到那一天工作完成的时候。
And until that one day when the work is completed.
我们相信我们的神他说你看我和我的同工们。
We believe that God will say that I have done this with my companions.
我们一同有份于教会的建造。
That as one we build this church.
一同有份于教会的复兴。
As one we revival this church.
我们也在其中一同有份，成为教会要显出来那个荣耀的见证。
And now we are all partakers of the glory of this church.
盼望我们真的是像保罗，像那些同工们。他们能够在祷告中，然后他们为教会感谢。
So I hope that just like Paul and his brothers and sisters, we will also pray for our church.
我们能够在祷告中，我们看见神必定成就他的工作。
So that in our prayers, we will realize that God will finish his work.
神能够在我们当中得着荣耀。
That God can be glorified through us.
我们也在主的里面，我们一同得着荣耀。
And we be glorified in him.
我们请再唱这首诗歌
Let's sing this song again
678首
Psalm 678
主我爱你国度
I love thy kingdom God Lord
我们知道我们爱因为神仙爱了我们
Because we know that we love because he loved us first
是基督爱教会为教会舍了他的自己
It is Christ who loved his church that he gave his life for his church
今天我们怎么会爱他的国度
So today when we love his kingdom
我们怎么会爱他的教会
When we love his church
我们怎么会爱我们的弟兄姊妹我们的同伴
When we love our brothers and sisters our companions
因为基督爱教会为教会舍己
Because Christ loved his church that he gave his life.
今天主把这个爱充满在我们的里面。
And today we are filled with this overcoming love.
我们每一次擘饼，我们被主的爱摸着。
Whenever we break bread, we may be touched by this love.
我们会向主说，主啊，我们的心爱你。
And then we will come to the Lord and say, we love you.
众同你的心都爱你。
And all the brothers and sisters, we love you.
我们真实爱主。
And we truly love you.
我们摸着主的心。
Because now we are touched.
我们爱主所爱的。
We love what you love.
主怎么样爱他的教会。
And how the Lord loved his church.
怎么样爱他的儿女。
How he loved his children.
他也叫我们爱他的教会，爱他的儿女。
He also asked us to love his church and to love his people.
我们一起来唱。
So let's sing this song. Lord, receive us so that we will learn to love your house, to your church, and your people.
这是你心中的奇珍。
Because that's what you hope for.
这是你的杰作。
We are your masterpiece.
早上主，你把你的爱充满在我们的里面。
So Lord, this morning, fill us with your love.
是你为教会生命的爱。
The love that you gave your life for the church.
主啊，这个爱早就来摸着我们。
So this love can now touch us.
把你荣耀的心意向我们来开启。
And to reveal to us your glorious hope.
叫我们每一位都说主，我们爱你的国度。
So that all of us will come and say, we love your kingdom.
我们爱你的教会。
We love your church.
用这边我们站起来，从第一节我们来唱。
Brothers and sisters, stand up and sing.